Greetings, Lydell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Today, our guest is a well-known individual in Slidell, involved in many projects, Chief Chris Kaufman of Fire District Number 1. Chief Kaufman is the president of East St. Tammany Habitat for Humanity. There's a special event coming up. We wanted to tell you about it, and I'm glad he could be with us. So thank you, Chief. Glad you could be here.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Hey, coming up, it's the Louisiana Veterans Festival on May the 19th at a new location here in Slidell. Tell us about it.
Well, this is our fifth annual Louisiana Veterans Festival. We created this a little over 5 years ago. We had a vision to build a veteran home. And this event and all the proceeds that come from this event has helped us build already and place two veterans into Habitat homes.
So awesome.
That was our goal, and we're working on our third home as we speak.
That's amazing. And it's right here in the community. It's not money going outside the community. We're doing it right here for our people.
Absolutely, yeah. We cover all of the 8th and 9th wards and also Lacombe. So we have almost 140 homes that we've built over the last 15 years.
Wow, that's just amazing.
It truly is amazing.
Tell us a little bit about the concept of Habitat. This is not a giveaway. This is not free home. It really has an investment from the individual, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Habitat's mission, first of all, it's a nonprofit organization that's working in partnership with God and people from all walks of life that builds quality, sustainable, and affordable homes and in which people can live and grow. And truly, it's a faith-based organization that wants to give people a hand up. We require everyone to go through a family selection process that we place those individuals, you know, after this process into homes. But they have to do what we call a sweat equity. They have to put 250 sweat hours into the building of a home, a Habitat
wow.
home. And most of the time, it's their home that they're putting the equity in. They also have to go through some training. We want them to be able to maintain the homes once they get in them. So the bottom line is they pay a mortgage, they pay taxes, they pay insurance. The only thing they don't pay is interest. It's an interest-free loan, 30-year mortgage, and their payments after the homes are built help us pay it forward to build other Habitat homes. So it's really a program that is self-sustaining once it gets started. The monthly house notes are actually recycled into putting funds towards building other homes for other families that qualify.
So they're paying a mortgage, they're paying taxes, just like any
Everyone
other individual.
Else, yes.
They own the home outright, except that there's a mortgage against it. How is the mortgage amount determined?
Well, the homes are valued, they're appraised on an average of around $114,000, $115,000. They base them on fair market value, and of course, they go through an entire process, and they basically have a principal payment with an escrow payment that calculates their house note. And it's usually less than what these individuals could pay rent for.
Really?
That's the key to what we're talking about. They could become a homeowner instead of paying rent, and it's something they're investing into and becoming a partner with Habitat for Life. So it's a great program. You know, it is sad sometimes to look at the income brackets, because everyone that qualifies for a Habitat home meets the HUD income guidelines.
Okay.
And most of our homes are 3 or 4 bedroom homes. Just for an example, on a 3 bedroom, a minimum income of $17,730 with a maximum income of $35,460. And of course, it's based on a number of people in the household. So even at the maximum income, that family of possibly 2, 3, 4, or 5 members only has a maximum income of a little over $35,000. So that's right at the poverty level. And if you can give a family a chance, and you know, we all think a home is expected, but we give these families an opportunity to be a homeowner, have a stake in the community, and earn what they have invested into. And it's truly rewarding when you look at the long-term effects on the family, the children, giving them so many opportunities. And some cases, it's the first place someone's actually calling home.
So the American dream, if you will, of owning a home is afforded to people who possibly thought they could never own a home.
That's right. Absolutely.
And the focus for what we're talking about now is this veterans bill, that every year you build a home, as you've already mentioned, for a veteran family.
Yes.
But this is not the only group that you build for.
No, we do
our focus at the moment.
Yes, yes. This particular Veterans Festival was just another vision we had as a board. A little over 5 years ago, again, our board, we capitalized on another project that was done here one time. We had a Wounded Warrior event. Mm-hmm. Car show, and we built on that concept and created Louisiana Veterans Festival. Our focus was to build a home a year that we could get a qualified military veteran that would become the homeowner. And you ask yourself, well, how does the military veteran qualify under these guidelines? And quite frankly, that was alarming that we have veterans that meet this level of income. And some have had some struggles, when they have been discharged from the military, they're no longer serving, and some are disabled. There's many different criteria that I tell you they meet the HUD guidelines, whatever the case may be. It's the least we feel like we can do, that we give a veteran, somebody that served our country for our freedom today, in some cases sacrificed their own family, their own well-being, their own mental or physical ability today, that we can give them an opportunity to have a home. It's got to be one of the most rewarding things that we have been involved in. Habitat is always given a hand up, not a handout. And this only just really solidifies what Habitat stands for. Willing to take that mission up to say we're going to get and put our efforts. We build other homes, but this is just one of the homes that we have labeled the Veterans Build, that we really feel great about being able to put a veteran into.
And of course, everything that's raised at this Veterans Festival goes towards that home.
Yes. Our goal is to build one home a year based on the proceeds. We have not gotten there yet. And I appreciate you allowing me to come on today to speak about it, because we're in our fifth year. We need roughly $85,000, $90,000 a year to be able to build one home. Hopefully we'll get the message out and get more people to come out and sponsor our event, come out and support the event, even if you want to pay the admission and spend money on the food and different activities we have. The proceeds are being well used to be able to help us fund our next veteran build home. And right now that third home is about 75% complete. And we do have a family selected. So our third veteran home,
all right,
within the last 4 years, we have a family selected. And of course, proceeds from this event on May 19th will help us complete that home and possibly start the fourth home.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event. I think you've made the case for why it should be. Tell us about the fun we're going to have on May the 19th.
Well, I got to tell you, we can't wait. We moved our event from the Harbor Center to Heritage Park. Just location, we're trying to get a little more foot traffic to walk in the park, and being an outdoor event, We think it's a perfect fit. Our event is May 19th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Heritage Park here in Slidell. We have a military ceremony that we'll be doing in the morning hours. We'd ask you to come in a little early, but at 12 noon we start a military tribute ceremony, and we'll have the victory bells. Of course, we'll have some guest speakers.
So we're going to have music, and it's going to be a military program at the beginning.
Yes.
And you'll have speakers and tributes given and things like that. Can you tell us a little bit about that part?
Yes. We'll have a ceremony at 12, from 12 to 1. And we have two guest speakers. The first one is the former Assistant Sergeant of the Guard, Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Benton T. Thames. He will be one of our keynote speakers. The other military veteran will also be our MC for the Louisiana Veterans Fest is Senior Chief Dan Crowley, who is a retired 20-year Navy veteran who lives right here in Slidell. And both of those individuals will be guest speakers at our event. And we also will be recognizing a local major, Troy Brackett, for having 29 years of service. He's retiring from the Guard, the National Guard, and we're going to recognize him at our event as well. So we got a great lineup, a great message. We want to really connect with our community to basically give them some testimony to what it is truly like to serve our country, and bring some of that information back and really try to make that connection and really the purpose of why we created Louisiana Veterans Fest, and try to have a ceremony, recognize our military veterans, but also have a family event that could help support it.
I'm aware of other veterans programs going on around the parish, but just testing my memory a little bit, I think this may be the major recognition of veterans in the Slidell area on the eastern end of the parish.
I think it is, Bob. I don't know of any others. Again, Habitat is just truly honored to be able to be part of something so special. Let's face it, our veterans are special people. We're going to try to do the best we can to raise the most money we can to continue to build these homes so we can have an opportunity for our military veterans that qualify.
That's amazing.
I do want to mention we have a great festival once the tribute ceremony is complete. The victory bells will perform at the end of our ceremony. And once that's completed, we have four different bands this year, which is a great lineup. And just want to mention Eli Seals Band, 90 Degrees West, Top Cats. And we are headlining this year with a very famous band originated in New Orleans, Louisiana, Zebra.
Zebra.
Yes, and, right. And it's been really great. They're working with East St. Tammany Habitat. They were very open to partner with us, and they really understand what we're trying to accomplish here, and we can't wait to have them out. When they do our finale, there will be a closing national anthem. I have to say the lead singer, Randy Jackson, is going to sing and play our national anthem.
Really?
With fireworks in the background. So we're going to have a fireworks show to go along with it. We invite our families to come out. This is a family event. Let's support our veterans. It's going to be a great time for a great cause.
So great music. Is there going to be any food or concessions of some sort out
Absolutely.
There?
We have several
from 11 o'clock till 9 o'clock. I'm going to get hungry.
We're going to have a lot of food vendors, dessert vendors, snowballs. We have every different type of food you can imagine. We'll have the food vendors set up in Scoggin Station, which is the covered area in Heritage Park.
Okay.
And we'll have a couple of beer booths, daiquiri booth. We'll have a mixed drink and wine booth. Of course, all your Cokes and Sprites and just water. We'll have booths for non-alcoholic drinks. And we'll have a lot of food and a lot of activities for the kids. They can come out. We have a kid zone, which I think is important. Parents can drop your kids by that kid zone. We have a great company coming in to do that for us, a lot of activities. And we also have a car show. You're going to be able to come out and see roughly around 100 cars. There'll be some motorcycles as well. Frank's Accurate Body Shop here locally is partnered with Habitat. B&B Motorsports out of Mississippi is also Barry Barone's helping us. He's helped us from the beginning. Both of those individuals make this car show a great attraction. You can come out and see some really fine cars. It's really a good time. You can come out and do the car show. You got the kid zones for the kids. Got a lot of activities, and we're going to have a lot of music, you know, for everybody to come out, just relax and have a good day.
It sounds like a good family event.
Yes, it's a great family event, very relaxing. And I also want to mention, if anybody would like to support us, we are advertising this event, you know, across the lake in New Orleans and Mandeville here, and of course in Slidell. Just if anybody wants a sponsor, partner with Habitat, we can't do it without our volunteers. We can't do it without sponsors. And of course, the donations will go for a good cause and help us build a veteran home.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm looking at that poster, and it says that children under 12 are free. So, I mean, this is really great for families to come out. Mom and dad pay an entrance fee?
Yes, yes. The general admission is $15, but this year, veterans and children 12 and under are free.
Oh, veterans and children.
We want our veterans to come in free. We were struggling to get our event started, but it's our fifth year, and we want all of our veterans to get in free. If you can bring an ID, some proof that you served in the military, our veterans will be free, and of course, children 12 and under will be free.
May the 19th?
May the 19th, from 11 to 9 at Heritage Park in Slidell.
So there's plenty of parking adjacent to that, plenty of food. Bring sunscreen, I would think, and
yes,
plan to come and stay and have a good time.
Absolutely. And if anyone wants to donate or make contact with East St. Tammany Habitat to sponsor this event, you can call us at 639-0656. Our office is off of Old Spanish Trail in Slidell, and you can go to LouisianaVeteransFest.com as well. We have a lot of information on our website.
So they can give you a phone call, they can go to your
yes.
website. Can you buy tickets in advance, or is everything at the gate, or how's that work?
Tickets, I think you can get advanced on the website or at the gate.
Well, sounds like a wonderful way to spend the day for your family. The weather ought to be beautiful this time of year. We've had just a gorgeous spring here in Slidell.
As I said in the beginning, this is a faith-based organization. We'll put the weather in God's hands.
Amen. Well, good. It couldn't be in any better hands, Chief.
That's right.
Than to leave it in God's hands. Well, that's awesome. Well, we appreciate you spending time with us. Appreciate all the work that you do for the community. You're really everywhere. You're an energizer bunny. You got your hand in a lot of different things, all for the benefit of the community, because these are non-paying jobs. This is just what you do because God's put you in a place that you can do it. This is your place of service for the kingdom of God, I would say.
Absolutely. God's been good to me and given me this opportunity, and the least I can do is give back. And I've been volunteering for over 17 years now, so I challenge all of our people in the community, get involved. Truly together, we can make this community the place we always wanted it to be, and really, in a lot of ways, keep our quality of life in our community and live through God's words. I think together we can make it happen.
Amen, amen. Well, it's really a pleasure and a privilege to live in Slidell. Quality of life here is really extraordinary.
And, truly is.
Those people who live here know that it doesn't just happen. It takes people who are interested in the community, who work hard to make it happen. And you're one of those people, along with an army of other great people that make this a good place to live.
We have a board at East St. Tammany Habitat for Humanity that's over 14 people that serve on our leadership council. Mm-hmm. Some have been there longer than I've been in the last, I've been there 10 years, and I've had some great mentors before me. But the passion and commitment truly inspires me. When we come together as a board and we're so aligned with the vision of what Habitat stands for, and you're right, volunteers, Bob, you know that we couldn't do it without them. A lot of time put throughout the month when we get to these events. We have meetings once a month, and right now we're having them once a week because the event's so close.
Sure.
And we will probably have somewhere around 100 to 125 volunteers working on May 19th. So that is truly amazing to have people come out and volunteer and give their time for, you know, another nonprofit organization or family. It truly touches us.
Well, Chief, thank you for all that you're doing, and particularly for this. Honoring our veterans is a worthy thing to do and a great thing to do, and I thank you for what you're doing. It's a good thing, and thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We'd like to hear from you. You can give us a call now at 985-250-1037. Send us a text. Leave us a comment if the Chief said something today, or if you need more information about this Louisiana Veterans Festival on May the 19th, be in touch. We'll help you with that. We encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Also, go to our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can see programming guides, information about the station, and you can make tax-deductible donations. We need the support of folks just like you. And again, the number to call is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again daily for Voice of Slidell at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.